Exodus chapter 22. If a man steals an ox or a sheep and kills it or sells it, he will restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. So when wrong is done, we need to try to put it right. Not in this case just giving the animal back or giving one animal back for one animal that you stole and killed, but 4 or 5 times over. And Zacchaeus was a good example of that when he repented and realized that he'd sinned. He offered to give back 4-fold to everybody who he'd stolen money from. If a thief is found breaking into a house and is hit so that he dies, there shall no blood be shed for him. If the sun rises upon him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he should make full restitution. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold in order to pay for his theft. But if the theft is found in his hand alive, whether it's an ox, a donkey, or a sheep, he will restore double. If a man causes a field or vineyard to be eaten and will put in his animal and feed his animal in another man's field, of the best of his own field or vineyard, he shall make restitution. If fire breaks out and catches in thorns so that the stacks of corn or standing corn or the field is burnt up, he who kindled the fire must make restitution. If a man gives money or stuff to his neighbour to keep and it's stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is found, let him pay double. If the thief isn't found, then the master of the house will be brought to the judges to see whether he has put his hand to his neighbour's goods, whether he'd actually stolen it and pretended someone else had. For all manner of trespass, whether it's ox, donkey, sheep, clothing, or any other kind of lost thing, which another challenges to be his and someone else says it's theirs, then both of the parties must come before the judges, and whoever the judges decide is guilty must pay double to his neighbour. If a man gives to his neighbour a donkey, an ox, a sheep, or an animal to look after, and it dies or is hurt or runs away and nobody sees it, then there shall an oath of the Lord be put between the two of them that he did not actually steal his neighbour's goods, and the owner will accept that, and there will not be any restitution. And this probably happened a lot, and it goes on a lot in our lives as well, that there are times when you really just have to accept somebody else's word. And they had to promise before God that they were telling the truth. But in fact, everything we say is before God. And Jesus said, don't take oaths before God. Just let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. You shouldn't have to say, well, yeah, I might be dishonest most of the time, but I'm certainly not dishonest when I swear before God. He's saying you shouldn't be like that. You should just be truthful, totally truthful at all times. If the animal is torn in pieces that he's left with a neighbour or a friend, then let him bring it for evidence, and he need not make good that which has been torn by another animal. If a man borrows something from his neighbour and it's hurt or it dies, the owner not being present, then he shall make it good, he shall give it back. The same equivalent of what he had that got lost or died when it was with him. But if the owner is with it, he shall not make it good. It's just a hired thing, and he had hired it, and so that's part of the risk of renting things out to other people, that they might get damaged. If a man encourages a young woman who is not married to sleep with him, he shall take her to him to be his wife. But if her father refuses to allow her to marry him, well, the man must pay money according to the dowry of young women. You shall not allow a witch to live. He that sacrifices unto any god apart from unto Yahweh shall be utterly destroyed. You must not vex or oppress a stranger, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. So, all the time in the law of Moses, they're being reminded that they had been slaves in Egypt, and God, by his grace, had saved them. And therefore, he's saying, you must be generous to those who are slaves, to those who are in a bad situation, to those who are foreigners in a strange land. You must act to others as God has acted to you. And that is a principle for all time. You must never afflict a widow or a fatherless child. If you make them suffer in any way or abuse them and they cry to me, God says, I will hear their cry and my anger will become very hot and I will kill you with the sword and your wives will be widows and your children fatherless. So God is very sensitive to how we treat vulnerable people. Very sensitive. And although the law of Moses has ended, yet these principles remain. God is still a God of the fatherless and the widow who has an especial interest in people who are poor and who are without support in society. If you lend money to any of my people that is poor, you shall not be to him like a money lender and ask him to give the money back plus lots of interest. If you at all take your neighbor's clothing as a guarantee, you must give it back to him by the time that the sun goes down, for that is his covering. How else is he going to sleep? What's he going to sleep in? Because people slept in their jackets if they were poor working people. And it will come to pass that when he cries to me, I will hear, for I am gracious. So God, although he's so far away from us, he knows the situation when a poor man borrows money from somebody and says, look, I'll give you my jacket as a guarantee that I'm going to pay it back. It's my most valuable thing that I'm left with. And God says, give the jacket back to the man at night so that he's not cold at night and cries to me when he's shivering cold. You shall not curse the ruler of your people. You shall respect your judges. You shall not delay to offer the first of your ripe fruits. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. That's what you shall do with your oxen and with your sheep. 7 days it shall be with the parent animal, and on the eighth day you shall give it to me. And you shall be holy, separated men unto me. And so don't delay to offer your first fruits. God loves people who say yes straight away. That's what he wants. And that's how we should be to God. Not think, yeah, I'll serve God, but I just need to do this. I just need to do that. God wants us to be wholeheartedly for him.